These are stories of real people who pay a real cost for their faith. And we get afraid sometimes here in our own country because someone rejects us for Jesus or puts us down for Jesus. These people are fighting for their lives, but standing for Jesus Christ. You've heard about the 50 million, far more than that, millions of born-again believers in the underground church in China. It was absolutely mushrooming, and in the last 3 years, there's been a huge crackdown on the church in China. Just the other day, the week or two, I was going to bring a picture in so you could see it. It was a $1 million church building. It was known. It was on their roster. They knew it was a Christian church in China. And the government just came in and tore it down. They're tearing down buildings right and left. So we really need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we come to you now. Take each other's hands, would you? We come to you now for the family of God, and our hearts break, literally break, for those who have paid the ultimate price and their families that have been left behind. For those who are suffering at the hands of people so terrified of you that they reach out and destroy people's lives with vengeance and vehemence. We rebuke the demonic spirit. We rebuke the murderous spirit. We rebuke you, demon, and cast you out in the pit of hell, back to the pit of hell where you belong. We strengthen now the arms, the encouragement, the faith of brothers and sisters around the globe, in Nigeria, North Korea, and all of these countries, oh God, where the family of God is suffering, literally suffering for their faith. We count it a privilege to stand together here, but to stand together with them. God, hear our prayer. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. Lord, isn't it time? Won't you fill this earth with your glory as the waters cover the sea? We pray for the persecuted church today, Lord. Those that are resourcing them, those that are giving themselves that they may be strengthened. Bless them in their ministry. Bless open doors. Bless, Lord, those who are standing for the tortured for Jesus, we pray. In the powerful name of Jesus. And they all said? Amen. Jerry, would you put this pamphlet, if you want to thumb through it, is going to be on the back table in the back. If anyone else has a prayer for the persecuted church, lead us out right now. Go ahead. Boom it out.
Thank you, Lord, that even as you took care of your prophets in the wilderness, Lord, you fed them in unusual ways. Lord, we just thank you that you are going to provide the resources, the daily bread for those, oh God, who are hurting and who are persecuted, who the enemy has come against with a vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I feed my sheep, and I lead them beside still waters, and I restore their souls. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You are faithful to your word.
Yes, Lord. As a congregation, we stand with organizations and support organizations that are helping the persecuted around the planet. We urge you to continue to hold them in your hearts in prayer. And all the people said? The second point of this day is a call for corporate repentance by the body of Christ in the USA. We've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. God has not called you to be his follower, his believer, for you to hide your faith or to hide your light under a bushel. In these dark days, people need to see Jesus through you and through me more than ever. Someone say amen. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, again, out of the New King James this time. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locust to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. There are, allow me to say this carefully, there's a certain multi-billionaire, I'm not speaking of our president, there is a certain multi-billionaire who is dedicated to destroying the Church of Jesus. And he is throwing tons of money to those who will call themselves evangelicals, who are completely for the murder of the innocent and abortion and other all sorts of things that are not godly causes. Remember, what you believe determines how you live. Build your faith on the Bible. What does the Bible teach? That's how you know what's truth and what's error. But you're going to see unfolding quite a number of things within the next year that will sound very strange because they are being funded by all sorts of money to fund causes that are not Christian causes, but they'll call themselves evangelicals. Simply be aware. God calls believers to pray. Amen? How many believers in this room this morning? God's called us to pray, to come together, to fall on our knees, to confess the sin of our nation, to repent corporately with one voice before Him, one heart, one mind, one man, to cry out to God, and not just with lip service. It's easy to give lip service and our hearts be far away from Jesus. But when our hearts are full of hunger for Him and His Word, He calls us to intervene. Matthew 15, verse 8 declares, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." How many don't want to be in that category? I don't want to be in that category. Are we willing? I'm asking you this morning, are you willing to receive the burden over the conviction of the sins of our nation? If so, if you're willing, and I'd like to see a show of hands if you're willing, then God is going to call you to prayer. Sometimes it'll be in the night seasons. Remember Dan Irie spoke about the 3 o'clock in the morning time. Sometimes it'll be in the afternoon, in the morning. When He does, just respond to His promptings. Respond to Him right then and there. I don't care if you're driving down the car, perfect time. If you're walking down the aisle of the grocery store, you don't have to start shouting in tongues. You don't have to do that. Don't do that. But pray, 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 pray. God's called us to prayer. God calls believers to spiritual warfare. It's an intensity in prayer. It's a battle for people's hearts, their minds, and their souls. There is confusion in news media on every hand. You cannot. Let me see an interesting show of hands. If you want to close your eyes and do that, fine. I'd like to see a show of hands. How many have stopped watching the news in the last couple of years? A whole bunch of us have stopped. Because you can't trust it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't pay attention to what's going on. You should. Gives us emphasis in prayer. Lots of people on both sides gravitate to their sides for the news. But there are very few people giving you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Be discerning and be careful. There's a delusion. I don't care if you're pro or against, I have never seen in my lifetime so much attack against the President of the United States. We did not elect him. Whoever voted for him did not elect him as pastor in chief. He's the president, and the Bible tells us he needs our prayer. You may not agree with hardly anything he does. Nevertheless, God raises up one and sets down another. He needs your prayer. I don't care if you were for or against the last president, but I hope you prayed for him as we do today and in Congress. Man, how many think Congress needs prayer? I mean, it's not just Congress. They all need prayer. Supreme Court needs prayer. I would like to ask you, if you were called on right now, this afternoon, stand up and declare the answer to every problem facing America. I want to see how many would do that. You feel like you got all the answers. No, we've got...
Jesus!
There you go. He's the answer. So you have the answer. His name is Jesus. The Bible is the word of truth, and we walk in it as best we can. But we need God's intervention in America. Joel 2, 13, 12 and 13. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. God can hear. God can revive. I said, God can hear and God can revive. Nothing is so far gone that God can't intervene. I said, nothing is so far gone that God can't retrieve and intervene. If he can make the desert blossom as the rose, if he can bring dead bones back to life and breathe again, if he can birth a nation in a day, God can hear our prayers and intervene. Prior to every spiritual awakening in the United States of America, there was an emphasis of fasting and prayer that swept across our land. It's happening again. There have been 788 solemn assemblies convened for national repentance and prayer in the U.S. history. 788. In the Civil War, Lincoln struggled to mend a divided nation, a war-torn nation, to call Americans back to God and to prayer. It was March 30th, 1863, he issued a proclamation, a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer to repent before God. The Senate actually passed this and sent it on to the president. Listen to the words. I'm going to read it for just a few minutes. I want you to listen, please. Whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and of nations, has, by a resolution, requested the president to designate and set apart a day for national prayer and humiliation. And whereas it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures, proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And in so much as we know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world, may we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. If you think, and look about, if you think the chaos in our streets, the confusion and the hatred, the division into polarized camps is not a hand of chastisement allowed by God, I am here to say to you as a pastor, please wake up. God is calling us to himself as a nation. The Bible says, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Church, the United States right now is not a happy people. You kick out God, you kick out the Bible, and the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of wisdom. And when you kick him away from our public streets, schools, halls of Congress, all of the rest of the things, you kick them out of our lives, you cannot expect wisdom from the Lord. But listen as Abraham Lincoln said it, and let's hear it for today. We've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We've been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. Consider 1863. But we have forgotten God. We've forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we've become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, to pray for clemency and forgiveness. Abraham Lincoln went on, "Therefore, in compliance with the request, fully concurring in the views of the Senate, I do by this proclamation designate and set apart this day as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. Please abstain on that day from ordinary secular pursuits. Unite at your several places of public worship, your respective homes, in keeping the day holy to the Lord, devoted to the humble discharge over the religious duties proper to that solemn occasion. All of this being done in sincerity and truth, let us then rest humbly in the hope authorized by the divine teachings that the united cry of the nation will be heard on high and answered with blessings, no less than the pardon of our national sins and the restoration of our now divided and suffering country to its former happy condition of unity and peace." Let us pray. Prayer does make a difference. I'm going to invite you, if you can, to come to your knees. Find a place away from your chair. If you can't, if your knees won't allow it, sit where you are. But if you can come to your knees, church, let us pray. Let us pray. I want you to take a moment right where you are and cry out loud. I don't care if your neighbor hears you, but cry out to God for His mercy in our land, and we'll come back together and pray together again. But let the voice of the Lord, or let your voice be heard at God's ears and His heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we cry out to you.
Dear God, we cry out to you. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy in our land. Forgive us, O Lord, of our sin. We cry out to you, O God. Have mercy in our land. Lord, we come and confess that we think so. Lord, listen to me. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, we ask you, we cry out, O God, have mercy on our land, Lord. We cry out to you with one voice, O God. Lift your voices, church, and cry out to the Lord. We cry out to you, Lord. Oh,
Oh Lord, even as we're on our knees today, we repent before you for our nation, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for pride and for covenant breaking, Lord Jesus, for arrogance, for lying. Lord God, intrigue on every hand, and who is one side lying or the other side lying? Are they all lying? Father, forgive us. Lord, for pursuing gold and not God. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for abuse and sex trafficking and Lord, the rape and the mistreating of the women of our nation, oh God. Mistreating of people groups and racism in every hand. Anti-Semitism. God, forgive us. Wash us clean by the blood of Jesus. The petty politics that takes place, oh God. Have mercy on our land. The anger that prevails. The chaos that prevails, oh God. The media given to lies and sensationalism, oh Lord. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for rejecting you, for killing our unborn, oh God. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for the impudence and the kicking you away from our schools, from our nation. We have no wisdom, Lord, in our arrogance as we shake our fist at you. Oh Lord, forgive us, Jesus, of our sins. Whoever wants to lead out, cry out to God, lead us in prayer. Forgive us, Lord. Surely you have some burdens for our nation, for things I didn't specifically identify. Just boom it out. Yes, Lord.
Open their eyes, Lord. Let them see deception and not be tantalized by what they see in the open.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Help them to see that you are the only answer. The way they were raised, Lord, that you are the answer. Their spouses, Lord, let their spouses take that authority to support them.
Jesus.
Let them see, Lord, that you are the answer. Lord.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Let their eyes be open, their hearts be open.
Yes, Lord.
May they not go down those paths, Lord. Let Satan just be defeated in all the whispering, in all the ways that he tries to reduce our children.
Jesus.
Pull away from the Lord and go into ways of thinking that they would never raise to follow, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, for turning against you and causing our children to pass through the fire, Lord, of idolatry and other gods that we've turned to in our nation, forgive us, Jesus. For drug, Lord, drug use and alcoholism, abuse and all of those things, forgive us, Lord, forgiving ourselves over as a nation to that kind of activity. Forgive us, oh God. Lord, we repent before you, Lord Jesus. For murder, oh God, every morning we wake up and more have been murdered on our streets. God, forgive us for violence on every hand, we pray, oh God. The pornography, forgive us, Lord, for turning pornography loose around the world. Forgive us, Lord. We repent of that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. For allowing people to redefine the Word of God regarding marriage. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord.
Lord, we just think, about your church, Lord, your church that to be your spotless bride, Lord, and Father, just to be in this place, Lord, and being your church in America, that your church is supposed to be in many ways. And Lord, we just pray for purification in ourselves, but Lord, I just especially pray for your body, for your people, Lord, to know the truth.
Yes,
to know the truth, and to cut through the lies of the culture, to cut through the lies of the enemy, and to know the truth. Each of your precious children, that we would know the truth, because I believe that you would have us to know the truth as it relates to our families, as it relates to our country, our prophets, our immorality, Lord, that we would know the truth that you would have us to know.
Jesus.
And forgive us, Lord, if there is the spirit of Laodicea in the church at work among us in America. I pray that we would, we're seeing it happen, Lord, but in the spirit of complacency, in the spirit of contentedness,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
in our affluence, Lord, that would be the victory in the name of
Jesus.
And that we will, Jesus, we will be filled with your spirit, filled with passion, filled with care and concern, one for another.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for your call to intimacy with you this morning.
Yes.
Lord, that we can then connect and be strong in you, and then in that strength and in that intimacy, we can reach out into our sphere and the people around us. And there's a great plan you have for us. And thank you for that. But Lord, your church, let us be people of repentance and of great sensitivity to your spirit and all that you're calling each of us to individually in your body.
And for letting fear prevail instead of sharing you, Jesus, and your love and grace with people all around us. Forgive us, Lord. You bet.
In our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And to the families who need our help.
Yes, Lord.
Who need our help for food and support and also to hear about you.
Yes, Lord.
And you help the people in Port Townsend keep riding out.
You bet.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
I ask you to work in the schools.
Oh, yes. Love these kids, Lord. Yeah. Jesus. Yep. Yep. Beautiful.
Father, we repent, oh God, for the hypocrisy that's been in the church, oh Lord,
yep.
It's been modeled, Lord, and that the media plays up and splashes all over the covers. Forgive us, oh God, for our hypocrisies, oh Lord, that
yes, Lord.
Have seen, oh God, and has turned their hearts cold toward the church, toward how they perceive who you are, oh God. Forgive us and turn their hearts, oh God. Turn their hearts. Soften those hard places, oh God. Soften those hard places, oh Lord, by the power of your Spirit. And give us boldness to repent of it, Lord.
Yeah.
Even to repent of it to them, O God. Yeah. And take ownership, O Lord, and repent, O God. And that they might see the change, O God. That they might see those changes because of the humility of hearts toward you, O Lord, in this season.
Yeah.
Father God, I pray that you would
strengthen us as a church is to look out to those gifts who have been absolutely marvelous.
Yes, Jesus.
Of course, the Father's Father God presents the first image of your Son, Jesus Christ, to our children.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that as we've gathered together this morning, you've shown us needs and areas, and we'll continue to pray. But Lord, we know that you've heard us this morning. Lord, we thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Lord, over us, over our families, over our children, our nation, our schools, our government. Oh, God, we thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Come on, church, let's say that together. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we, your people, turn from our own wicked ways. We humble ourselves and we cry out to you today. And we thank you, Lord, for you hearing our prayers. And we believe you'll heal our land. Musicians, will you come? We believe, oh God, that you've heard us, that we have the petitions we've desired of you. And God, we're only expressing what's on your heart. And what's on your heart is redemption and the powerful restoration of revival. Thank you, Lord. Come on, church. Thank him for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God sent his only Son to save us. He died upon a cross for all our sins. I praise the precious name of Jesus. He walked out of the grave, they laid him in. I serve the Savior, it's what I was made for. His grace and love I don't deserve. I will be faithful, humble and grateful. My life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior. This world can be so full of heartache, the pain it causes cuts just like a knife. Oh, but the Bible says the one who loves his life will lose it. And the one who hates this life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Amen. I serve a Savior, it's what I was made for. His grace and love I don't deserve. I will be faithful, my life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior. Hear the chorus again. I serve a Savior, That's what I was made for. His grace and love I don't deserve. I will be faithful, humble and grateful. My life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior. My life is greater, 'cause I serve a Savior. Oh God, you hear the cry of all of our hearts this morning. That is our cry. Our lives are greater because we serve a Savior. One we don't deserve, but one we receive. This morning we thank you this morning, washing us clean through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you'd bless your people and strengthen them as they go from this place today. We go ever convinced of how great you are.
Yes.
We go from this place in prayer and faith, believing that you've heard our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we leave this place today, we do so with gratitude for the time that we've had together. As we go, we know we go with the joy of the Lord as our strength.
Yes.
Bless each one, Lord. Raise your hands, church, will you? Receive the blessing of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Out of the New King James, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Galatians 6, verse 18, "Brethren, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." And they all said, God bless you. Be released in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.